President Obama kicks off his upstate New York tour with a visit to the University at Buffalo Thursday morning, one of two visits to a State University of New York school. He then heads to Henninger High School in Syracuse Thursday evening. Friday morning, he's off to Binghamton University, another SUNY school, followed by Scranton, Pennsylvania, the hometown of Vice President Joe Biden. Biden is scheduled to join the president in Scranton. The tour is part of a series of speeches around the country by the president about helping the middle class and boosting the economy. Political experts say the tour is intended to help Obama reach agreement with congressional Republicans on the budget. New York Republican State Committee Chairman Edward Cox says Obama is visiting cities that exemplify the failure of Democratic policies.
Upstate New Yorkers are tired of empty promises. For too long, Democratic politicians have promised upstate New Yorkers economic heaven and delivered economic hell.
Here's Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus.
So he's hitting the road and he's giving speeches about the same old policies that either haven't been implemented or haven't worked in the past and won't work in the future. There's really nothing else he can do. But the college students that he's speaking to really don't need a pep talk. They want solutions from Washington.
Binghamton is in New York's southern tier, where the debate over hydraulic fracturing is especially heated, as landowners say drilling leases would infuse much-needed money into their pockets and local economy, and opponents say the environmental and health costs are either unknown or already detrimental in other states like Pennsylvania, where drilling for natural gas is permitted. Pennsylvania Republican Party Chairman Rob Gleason says he doubts Obama will address fracking when he visits Scranton.
Well, I don't think he'll say anything because his own party in Pennsylvania is divided. The Democrat State Committee passed a resolution against fracking, and then many Democrats started to distance themselves from it. You know, he's come down very hard on coal. He's trying to close down the coal mines in Pennsylvania, which is just one of our biggest exports around the world. And they also have a big coal operation in Scranton. That's why I'm surprised he's even going to Scranton. I wouldn't be surprised if there'll be some pickets up there.
And New York's Cox points out that Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is awaiting studies on the gas drilling method, is not accompanying the president.
In Binghamton, he will find a southern tier of New York that desperately needs jobs. But because of Governor Cuomo's lack of political will to end his moratorium on fracking, is missing out on a multi-billion dollar natural gas bonanza. Just like America is missing out on thousands of jobs and a vital energy project because President Obama lacks political will to approve the Keystone Pipeline.
Calls to several Democratic leaders were not returned in time for this broadcast. As for the 2016 presidential election, Cox says two names that have been bandied about, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Governor Cuomo, have the job-hungry upstate New York regions as lead weights, Clinton because of her tenure as a U.S. Senator from New York.
So with respect to 2016, clearly upstate New York will be a liability, and the lack of economic development there will be a liability both for Governor Cuomo and for Mrs. Clinton.
President Obama has visited Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Missouri, and Tennessee, addressing needed investments in infrastructure and manufacturing, along with homeowner assistance. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.